Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on Saturday of the 24th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we conclude our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 64. One of the mantras repeated by life coaches and wellness advocates across the web, in books, and on podcasts is that for maximum peace and joy in life, people should cultivate what is called an attitude of gratitude. To be a happier person, we are told, we should be grateful for what we have. And while there is truth to this, as Christians, we understand the paradigm just a little bit differently. We are absolutely supposed to maintain an attitude of gratitude, but for those in Christ Jesus, we are thankful not to attain peace and joy, but because we have been given peace and joy through the gospel of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our grateful hearts are counseled in the scriptures not so we can attain these things, but because God in Christ has already freely given them to us by grace. Thus, concerning the doctrine of our salvation, by grace alone, through faith alone, that our works before God merit us nothing, but that we have been given everything by his grace, we ask in Heidelberg Catechism, question 64, but does not this doctrine make men careless and profane? And we answer, no, for it is impossible that those who are implanted into Christ by true faith should not bring forth fruits of thankfulness. The final point in the doing of good works, that is the call and command to those saved through the gospel of Jesus Christ, is that we do such works, we bear such fruit, as a matter of thankfulness, rather than a means to an end or a way of meriting further favor with God. As we have seen this week, our good works flow from our justification, from the righteousness of Christ already worked in us through the power of the gospel. That we have been saved by grace is the only way we can do anything good. And while we confess that our works profit us nothing, nor merit further favor with God, and we are not bound under the law to be obedient unto salvation, we also confess that we are to do good works in accordance with the will of God with hearts of gratitude. Colossians 3, verse 17, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Paul goes on in Colossians chapter 3 to speak of the obedience we are to render and the good we are to do, concluding in Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Since our reward is guaranteed, our good works are done as for the Lord, in humble thanks for his promises to us, and the work he has done in us. As we have already noted this week in Titus and Ephesians, we are to be zealous for good works, for we were created in Christ Jesus to do them, works prepared beforehand for us by God Almighty, that we might walk in them. We are told throughout the scriptures we are to obey the commands of God. But as those who have all the promises of God given to us in Christ, and our reward in heaven secured by his Holy Spirit, we are to do our good works not half-heartedly or as under compulsion, but as acts of gratitude toward the God who has poured out grace and mercy upon us without measure. Thus, with the psalmist in Psalm 54, verse 6, we declare, with a freewill offering I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. We bring to our Lord the offering of our good works, the offering of ourselves, the offering of our praise, because he alone is worthy, and he has given us everything. With grateful hearts full of thanksgiving, we can be zealous for good works, for Christ has redeemed us from all lawlessness, and has purified us as his own possession, that we might be to the praise of the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.